This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yep, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Tuesday to you. Happy training camp to you. The fellas for your Houston Texans reporting. They have, I imagine at this point, everybody done showed up so that they can get their medicals or, you know, physicals or what have you, get into, you know, meetings and such. We're here, man.
We're here.
We made it.
We're happy. I mean, I guess we'll get any reports if there's any other news as far as reporting comes.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. I'm already seeing various things like people talking. Of course, tomorrow we'll hear from Nick Caserio, bright and early, 8:30, I believe. Mm-hmm. But we're already seeing some teams around the league do that. We played some of the audio of Jerry Jones. apparently, Mike.
You gonna ask a question,
Mike? Mike Borgon, me?
Yeah.
I mean, if
you'll be out there,
if a question arises, sure.
Yeah.
Mike Borgonzi, who is the general manager out there in Tennessee, they out there talking about how, you know, they got a lot of work to do as a football team, but they're excited to see what type of team they are. I guess in a way that I am as well with that team in division, and especially after I rewatched week 12 of last week.
Let's just go ahead and move on to week 13.
I wouldn't mind it
myself. I've been going back to old stuff.
Why are you bringing this up? It's over, man.
You got to bring up the past, man.
I'm somewhat of a completionist at times, and I embarked on this mission to try and rewatch all the games.
It's a good exercise.
Year.
I don't like this exercise.
Yeah, and it's not always one that's very fun.
Let's focus on the new season, man.
Can't wait.
That's really what we're
past is the past.
But I've been trying to rewatch some of the games from last year to kind of see if I could spin them forward, see what I could find that would give me some level of insight. And then also just remind me what happened last year. Week 12 at NRG Stadium, welcoming in the Tennessee Titans. A little too welcoming, in fact, I would say, as a 32-27 victory for a then 2-8 Titans team to allow them to go 3-8 was what happened. So we begin at the beginning, where one would, right, with this game. And it starts with a huge 80-yard return by Damian Pierce.
Yeah, it felt like real good. And he was really sort of finding his role as a returner there.
Yes, he was. And very quickly, first play of scrimmage, you just get a dropped coverage by the Tennessee Titans. Cade Stover with a little bit of a screen, easy pitch and catch, probably the easiest pitch and catch of the season. And I was like, oh, cool. They got the ball to Cade Stover.
Yeah.
In that moment, and this is the thing that I'm spinning forward, and I feel like a jerk saying it, he did not feel like, look at this athletic receiver of the football. It felt like, oh, well, we got him the ball, and he was wide open, and that allowed him to score. I'm interested to see if I still feel that way about Cade Stover. Like, what does the work look like for him offseason? Has he become a little bit more fluid? Because that's part of what we're looking at for him.
That's why you're doing this.
Is to see if he can become that a little bit more of a pass catcher in addition to what we know he can do as a blocker.
I remember it as an, oh, wow, okay, cool. You know, you got Cade Stover involved. But you're not wrong. I mean, you know, over the course of the entire season, we started to wonder, is he going to end up being the guy? What does he need to change? And of course now, how does he fit in with this offense? So that was a good start, and it was kind of like, all right, well, Texans are going to take care of business here.
This is what we expect.
Yeah.
One of the things that made it very difficult in this game is that this was not the defense's, you know, brightest moment when it came to stopping the run.
Mm-hmm.
119 yards by Tony Pollard on the ground. He added a touchdown, 5 yards per carry in this game. And it's funny because it did not feel like, oh, man, they just breaking these boys off.
Mm-hmm.
But it was effective enough that it happened throughout the game. And one of the things that I noticed, it didn't happen immediately, but as I kept going, I got to give, hey, man, Bill Callahan, mm-hmm. Big Bill, not the little one. He's still in his bag.
Yeah.
And this wasn't a good Titans team. Now, of course, the Texans very much left the door open many a time. A lot of penalties, things of that nature. Coverage busts. But if you want to beat this Titans team, you got to know that they're going to be able to block up.
Yeah.
Like they were doing a decent amount of neutralizing the pass rush early before it just became overwhelming. And Neil Hunter had a day and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to running the football, I think this Titans team will be a team that threatens a little bit, or tests at least.
Mm-hmm.
Have you gotten better at stopping the run? Because they were making some stuff happen. Tony Pollard's a solid running back. They were just blocking up really, really well.
And the middle of your defense, you know, which we've talked about as well. They were blocking up well. This was a game where they needed every bit of it. But really the story for me, and I know you're getting to it here, was Will Levis all of a sudden, you know, dialing up something that we hadn't seen before.
That's a funny thing about the Will Levis. It wasn't as much Levis himself dialing things up. I'll start with this one because this was the first one that happened. This is Will Levis finding Nick Westbrook-Ikhine for 38 yards and a touchdown.
Empty backfield, first down at the Houston 38. Levis puts the leg down.
Listen to that crowd.
Here's the snap. Will to throw. Here's pressure. Will firing downfield and wide open. Westbrook-Ikhine, touchdown. Tennessee got behind the defense somehow. Eric Murray and Derek Stingley Jr. could not catch up to him. And the Titans take the lead on Houston with a 38-yard touchdown pass.
When you say somehow there, Mark Vandermeer, I think that the somehow is I got to give Brian Callahan, the younger and the head coach offensive play caller, I got to give him a lot of credit.
Yeah,
he is the son.
The son.
He is the son. Yeah, I did make that a roundabout way of saying that, huh?
He's the younger brother?
The younger one.
Yeah.
He is younger. That is technically correct. Yeah, yeah. I want to make that clear. The play design was good.
Mm-hmm.
And you had kind of like a kind of dagger concept. You had a little in from the outside receiver, and then Westbrook-Ikhine was inside. He gives what is almost like it's not a sluggo because he does not really commit as much to the slant. Mm-hmm. He just gives a little shimmy inside, and then boom, up. And this is Eric Murray just biting hard on that double move.
When Mark said Eric Murray, I'm like,
this was that game.
Yeah.
Eric Murray was
Stingley in that same sentence.
Yeah.
Part and parcel all of them. Like Eric Murray was all over this. So I was like, damn, Eric. Damn, dog.
Yeah, but that's why on the rewatch you start to maybe again spin it forward and what's the difference this year going to be?
A better Caitlin Bullock and a CJ
Eric Murray.
And a CJ Gardner Johnson.
He got behind Eric Murray. I'm like, oh god,
no kid.
But one of the things, these big plays, they happen a lot. There was a Calvin Ridley across. There wasn't a Conquo. But the really big plays, all of them seem to have a similarity is that you're playing single high, you're playing man. And there's a lot of either like deep crossers that happens. Calvin Ridley has one of those that happens later in the game. And it was interesting because you have good cornerbacks on the outside, but they were managing to get guys like Calvin Ridley on the inside against that inside cornerback. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is why having that slot corner, or at least maybe not playing that particular style where you have a lot of man and you just have your single high safety, they might have to approach it a little differently and not put those guys in that position, knowing that the Titans have a decent wide receiving core, especially if you can scheme up to get a guy like Calvin Ridley on the inside against a cornerback who maybe you did not want to have to cover all the way across the field.
Yeah, no,
that happened a good amount of time.
100% with the nickel, Jalen Petrie, of course, and now they have depth there, and more specifically the safeties. You know, this is something that you have to hope would not be as easily done.
Yeah. Now in the same facet. The Texans had some of these types of instances as well. There's a play-action deep shot by Tank for like 39, and it was the same type of play as the Calvin Ridley one that I was describing that went the other way in the second quarter. It feels like there was some really good stuff, and CJ had a lot of like managing the pocket, did a great job of like quickly setting with the kind of air of pressure without actual pressure to get the ball out. CJ was running for his life.
He was not great
in this game.
He was okay. But two interceptions just spins everything
Actually,
around.
I'm glad that you mentioned interceptions. Yeah. I'll get there in a second. I did want to mention this. Yeah. Joe Mixon runs for like an 8-yard run in the second quarter, and I go, huh, I didn't expect to see that because I went back to the box score. 22 yards rushing for Joe Mixon.
That's it?
That's all.
Yeah.
You just were not able to run the football in this game, which that is, I am hoping as we spin this forward that you never end up with a situation like that again, mm-hmm. because it is so necessary, especially just with what this team was last year. But then even this year, the identity is supposedly having to do with some running. You got to do this.
The other thing with that, though, that's very interesting, and again, translating it to this year could be very different, hopefully, is at this point in the season, defenses know what the Texans' blocking concepts are, and the Texans' offensive line, as we found out over the course of the year, was having a hard time on some of these reach blocks. Guys, sort of firing inside on them and confusing, where the attack was on this one particular block or this particular block. So that was more offensive line as anything.
All right, we're about halfway there. I see you saying this is making me sick. I get it. It made me sick. Watch it. I put a good 3 hours into this, so trust me. This was the game that Petrie got hurt in, 8-3-2. That you texted in. It happened later in the game. I think he was officially ruled out in the fourth. Jimmy Ward stepping in immediately. For some reason, I had thought it took Jimmy a little bit mm-hmm. to like get back into that space. Maybe it was the next game, week 13, where he didn't look as on it. But he was firing. Like, there was one of those big tackle for loss on a screen, I believe, where he just fires into the gap. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, Jimmy Ward is picking right back up.
Yeah.
Like Petrie did. Or actually, I think it was the third quarter. I even got that wrong because Petrie was lost for the game with that shoulder injury. Fired into the gap. And it's just, incredible. Well done. And then later, there's like a pick six where he's jumping on the outside slant. Just easy house call there as well. But you mentioned the C.J. Stroud interceptions. One of them was not his fault. This is the one that he throws to John Mechie, who in this game, I'm seeing more and more. Over the last couple of games, I think mm-hmm. you noticed. John Mechie, the tools are all there. Then this happens.
Second down and 10. From the Houston 14 with 41 seconds to go. Second quarter, tie game, 17-all. Dell in motion to the right, CJ in the gun, Dare in the backfield with him. Stroud takes the snap. Stroud fires and picked off. Oh, no. Brownlee's got it tagged down at the 20 as CJ was trying to find John Mechie, and he threw it wide, and the Titans have the ball at the Houston 20. The worst-case scenario right here, they turn it over in their end.
Yep. Turned it over in their end. He didn't throw it wide. I was looking at this. This is like a mirrored kind of route progression or route kind of situation here. You have both your inside receivers running kind of little hooks. They're mm-hmm. sitting down, and Mechie stops short.
Yeah.
And look, I get it. You're filling the space. You got to hit your landmark because CJ is throwing to a landmark. If your wide receiver is not between you and the football,
yeah.
at that point now,
you're going right to him.
You're throwing it right to yeah. the defensive back. And C.J. Stroud is visibly frustrated at this mm-hmm. point. And you don't expect to see that often from him. This is a point in the season where I'm feeling greatly for C.J., who is already doing a lot to try and keep himself upright, looking downfield, getting the ball out there. And so for you to do all that, then to throw in your wide receivers not in the right place, that was a problem.
Yeah, that was a problem. But still, C.J. struggling for a number of reasons, not all his own. You just illustrated one. The pressure is another one. But at this point, the frustration level was what I would point to was very clear with C.J. Stroud. Not just the one play, just in general.
Yes, I was using the one play. I think you thankfully you expounded on that. That one play kind of pointed out all the problems. 7 first half sacks for the Houston Texans. Jeez. Like just dare.
God almighty.
Yeah, man. Now, the Texans were really getting smoked by the defensive mm-hmm. line in the second half, and I was like, this is not what you want.
Yeah.
The other interception, by the way, really, really good pocket management by CJ, but he doesn't plan himself well. He tries to feather the ball into Nico Collins, who has a route across the field, mm-hmm. just a crosser. Kenneth Murray's there the whole time. Like, CJ at this point is like, I'm forcing it into Nico.
Yeah.
And that's where, again, pointing to that frustration, I think mm-hmm. that leads to some of these other things. There's 12 field goals over 50 yards for Kaimi at this point. I think that points to some of the ineffectiveness when it comes to getting into the positive side of the field for this team.
How is he at 28 yards?
Well, he has one of those in this game where he misses a chippy. He smokes a chippy when you're in the red zone trying to go out there and at least go and tie the game. At that point, you get into the red zone and you have you're just a Stover. First, you get Jeffrey Simmons whooping Shaq and Patterson together to just knock back a first down mm-hmm. into second and 20 at that point. Then Stover gets it back on the screen. Then you just a stuffed run that's useless. And a 3rd and 9 where you just, in the red zone, this offensive line completely falls apart like paper mache. And it's just, all right, now it's fourth down. We're at the 11-yard line. Let's just tie the game up. Mm-hmm. And he misses a chippy there. This is where I'm like, Kaimi, I need that dominance back. Because, the 50s are great. I need you to knock that one down every time.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And could have changed because this game stayed close the rest of the way.
This game stayed close for all the way until you finally end up late in the game where the Titans are able to win it. Or actually, they were up 30 to 27 at that point, and then CJ has to run out of the back of the end zone, being chased as he was all second half by the pass rush. Again, this is where the offensive line just felt like it fell entirely to tatters. It had been problematic. This one, it was really, really an issue. And this is once more another reason why we're looking at this offensive line. You got to be baseline something.
Could you point to this game as maybe the, if you had to pick one reason, there were a lot of reasons why Bobby Slowick was all of a sudden, you know, out? Because the offensive line couldn't run block. Joe Mixon only had 22 yards,
correct,
as you said. Couldn't pass protect. The scheme looked bad. You know, some of those runs, as I mentioned, the offensive linemen were not getting out to the spots that they needed to get, and they were figured out.
I mean, one of the things that I always say, especially with people that have money, the one thing that they don't like having is getting embarrassed in front of company.
Right.
That was an embarrassment in front of company. Mm-hmm. You were hosting a team that you do not like at all.
Yeah.
In the Tennessee Titans, and you allowed them, who were not good and really didn't play particularly great, to come in there and embarrass you, both, as you mentioned, by being ineffective. This was the most powerless the offensive line looked all year, and you aided in your own demise. The margins, you had flags on kickoff returns, bad holds, negated plays, all of the things that you did poorly that year pointed out, popped up in that game, and you gave a team that had two wins in 11 weeks to that point a victory on your home turf.
Yeah.
That was just, and all the things that could go wrong in that game did. And you didn't have to watch it. I did. So please send your condolences. But this was sick. The one good thing that you talked about, Daniil Hunter was cooking.
Yeah.
Daniil Hunter was very good. Makes me very, very excited. And yes, 281, if you are inclined to believe in such thing, Kaimi kills momentum with his kicks. And that's why he just got to be back. He's got to be back on his grind. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get into our lunchtime confessions as we always do at this time. We'll do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
That next.
All right, so a little bit of a revelation, which really shouldn't have been a revelation, but it was last night. We went over to the media sort of training camp kickoff party. Good deal. They had some nice sliders and pizza and a lot of fine
folks.
You're telling
all the tales, huh?
I can say whatever.
What else
I
happened?
Want now it's over. Well, we were talking about
wait a minute.
But here's I did have a certain revelation.
Who was all there?
Oh man, all kinds of folks. Name them. That covers the Texans and really from the building here. Had friends from across the hall and all that. It was good. Here's the confession, though. I realized I've really done a bad job at doing something that I used to do all the time. I was always really good at, I'm not really good at a lot of things, but I was always really good at like calling friends and just saying, hey, what's up?
Yeah, dog.
You know, how's it going? You know, what you been doing? How's the family? You know, all that good stuff. Because I caught up with a lot of folks. I spent probably an hour talking with Vandermeer, and he's one of my best friends.
Yeah, you don't see him all the time, do you?
I don't, but he's one of my best friends, and I'll text him all the time. You know, he and I text a lot, which everybody does now.
Sure.
But there's just something about, I was like, man, this was fun. You know, I walked out with him even. This was a blast. We need to do something. He's like, let's get breakfast, all that. I don't call people anymore. I used to do that all the time, just pick up the phone. There's nothing like a conversation. Text is great, but an actual conversation.
I know a lot of people kind of at least talk about, oh man, don't call me. I want to be on the phone. I'm a person that I'm not good about being the person that calls. I do love that person though.
I used to do that all the time. And by the way, to your point, there's a small circle of your friends that you do that with. It's not everybody, someone like Vandy, you know, some others I was chatting with yesterday. I was talking to Kim Davis. I need to just pick up the phone and call her sometimes.
Yeah, the random call. Yeah. I got a homeboy who calls me all the time, and we'll spend an hour on the phone chopping up all sorts of things in sports. And every time I'm happy to be called.
And I never
think, hey, let me just give him a call randomly.
It even counts with family. Like a lot of family, I'm just texting all the time. Ain't nothing like picking up the phone and saying, hey, what's happening? How's blood? You know, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, I think it's something that I need to do more. That's my confession. I need to do that more. I think more people need to do that more.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
It's good to just check on people too. Yeah. Even if it is a test, I know you talk about calling.
Yeah.
But just be like, hey, I ain't want anything. I'm just trying to see how you doing.
Yeah.
And it makes it better when you do want something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't feel like you're just out
here
hitting
people up.
Yeah.
But
it is true though. Like, cause when you say I don't want anything, it does make me think of the people that all of a sudden you're like, hey, how you doing? And you just know exactly what you want.
Yeah. No, my sister, whenever she calls, she be like, I ain't want nothing. 2 days later, y'all borrow $500.
Like, what?
Every time she calls, I'll be like, oh,
makes you
God.
Suspicious.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, what she want?
The ask is coming soon.
And she'll throw me on like, oh, I ain't want nothing. I ain't talk to you in a minute.
Yeah, but you're going to want something.
Wait, does T-Mill live in like 2003, even earlier? He said he hates being on the telephone. No idea why, but he can't stand holding a phone up to his face. We got all sorts of earbuds and stuff. You don't have to hold a phone to your face, big dog.
I make most of my
calls. Speakerphone?
When I do make my calls, that's what I was going to say. I call them from my truck if I'm driving. It's a good time to chat. You know, you're driving.
That is a great time to chat, in fact.
Yeah. And just catch up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I feel like my next few confessions will be just here are things that Reggie is annoyed by. But this thing that I realized I am very annoyed by popped up. Just yesterday, I think, there was a number of things that we were talking about that, like, I think one of them was, like, the Jacksonville Elite flag football kid that gets the big backhanded catch.
Yeah.
I am deeply annoyed by people who refuse to see the incredible, especially in sports, because what are you here for then?
Oh, are you talking about people saying the ball was small?
Ball was small. It's not that impressive.
Yeah.
Like, the person whose inclination is to do that deeply frustrates my being, because that's what I'm here for sports on. Like, I come to sports to see the incredible. I think that there's some portion of all of us that come to sports to see something that is awesome, that is incredible, feats of human athleticism. And so when you have something that happens, it really makes me sad to see someone's immediate inclination to be, this is why that's not that impressive.
Yeah, but.
I'm like, man, I really want you to be able to come to it from a place of, wow, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not as incredible as another incredible thing that's happened, but it's incredible in its own right, and let's appreciate and enjoy that. Like, we had an opportunity for one of those moments yesterday with Bryce Matthews hitting the mess out of the ball twice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I just can't imagine being the person that looks at that and goes, yeah, but he was 0 for 7
for 12 going in.
That's not impressive.
Yeah. Ah, yeah.
Let's see him do it all year.
Yeah.
I absolutely hate that. And I hate that for you. And I really hope that we could be more of people that just are able to appreciate something that's incredible.
Yeah, happens. I agree.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Speaking of being impressed by something, I was impressed. So I've been kind of keeping up with, not really keeping up, but turning on NBA Summer League. Mm-hmm. Just kind of background noise. And I tried to sit there act like a nerd, like I'm really paying attention and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of like them wearing these weird ass numbers, man. Like I seen the star lineup. I forgot who was playing.
Yeah.
But I seen number 56, number 57. Number 63,
yeah.
51. I'm like, I kind of like them rocking these high-ass numbers.
You know who hates it? Referees.
Really?
Yeah, referee, because they have to do the numbers.
Yeah. Yeah.
86 or whatever.
Yeah, no, it was some wild numbers in the starting lineup, man. You had, like, you had 53, you had 66, and yeah. I was just like, I kind of like that. And I'm a guy that hate those weird type of numbers in the NFL.
Yeah,
like Cordero Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
He was running between the tackles with number 84. I'm mm-hmm. like, man, this looks weird as hell. But I kind of like it in the summer league.
Yeah,
I feel you. I think it's because we know that that's not like a, for lack of a better term, that's not a normal player,
mm-hmm,
right? Yeah. You're not.
And that number ain't about that number ain't about to stick. Even if one of them do make the team, they gonna get a different number.
Yeah. I am glad that you mentioned football though, because I actually, to be a little bit of a curmudgeon, I think we should go back to like staunch adherence to mm-hmm. numbers by position. Like
receiver numbers should be 80s.
Yeah, man. I'm
no way.
Receivers and tight ends 80s.
I like that. I like to be able to look at you, see your number, and know what you do.
No,
I like that.
The numbers are fun on some of these guys. Remember some of the old quarterbacks used to wear like 22. You know, or something like that.
Well, that's a halfback, Lopez.
Yeah. Somebody, Ohio State, quarterback from Ohio State recently, mm-hmm. I think he had a number like that.
In the 20s?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's fun, and it's very distinctive.
Yeah. It is distinctive, but I feel like if we don't do it across the board, it doesn't apply. It doesn't add value. Like it has to be a unilateral agreement that, hey, when I see this number, I know what you do.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like
you are a curmudgeon.
Yeah. Like this, I have always been considered an old soul, which is a nice way of saying you a curmudgeon. When I was a kid, people said I was very responsible and mature for my age, which is another way of saying you're a curmudgeon or you're a dork.
It's just I call you a Buick, just like they do Luke. They used to call Luke a Buick.
Yeah,
because he was crazy. Old.
Yeah.
Although, if you drive a Buick, it does feel like it says things about you.
Patrick Creighton says, looks like I've never been someone Lopez considers a friend. Hashtag no calls.
Yeah, Lopez, PC better get a call soon.
On a more serious note, it is confessions, and it might not be something you want to hear, something I want to say. I don't think we can count on Jordan the rest of the year.
That's a fair point.
I do not, in my heart, it's what I feel, that we will be able to count on Jordan the rest of the year. If you weren't listening earlier, we were giving some of the, sort of spot-to-speak kind of things. He was talking about injuries. He didn't even talk about Jordan too much, but Jordan was interviewed by, I guess it was Chandler Rome, and said that, remember that time that, you know, he was going to have live batting practice and then they canceled it and they called it a setback because he said there was swelling in the hand. But when he said this, I went, that might be it, man. Like, he may come back, but we cannot expect Jordan to be the old Jordan. It's just how I feel when he said, that surgery in the hand, if they had surgery in his hand injury, it would be, quote, difficult to have done, which immediately told me surgery is necessary. He said it would be difficult to have done where the injury is. That tells me, I don't think it's a stretch. He needs hand surgery, and he's not going to get it. That's a problem. That's a big
problem. Is a problem that he's not going to get it?
Yes.
Okay.
That means he might have to rehab. There might be more swelling again.
Well,
he
really
might go back on the IL.
That's the thing is, even if it's all right, we've rested plenty, he's starting to feel good. That means that as soon as he starts up activity, there is a distinct possibility that he does not react well to it.
Aggravates it, etc. It's a bummer because they're getting a lot of things done, as we know. They got the 5-game lead back, all that stuff. Bryce Matthews doing his thing all of a sudden. You know, we have to expect that. You know, Jeremy Pena is going to be back. Cam Smith was batting leadoff yesterday for the first time and looked the part. They've got a lot of things that are happening. Pitching might be coming back. But no Jordan, I just don't feel it. I don't feel like we might see him again, but I don't think we're going to get him again this year.
It feels like the healthy and responsible way to operate is as if you will not have him back and then hopefully you do get him back. And the problem with that is even if, okay, we're talking about, trade deadline and you add an additional bat, you're not going to add one of the caliber of Jordan Alvarez, and I don't think that matters as much for the rest of the regular season. I think that you need a bat like that in order to put the fear of God in your opponents in the postseason, and that is ultimately the goal of the Astros. So that's the thing that gets me a little concerned. From the y'all, I started something now. We got the numbers conversation going from the 832. Aziz wearing zero looks better than hitting Trevor Lawrence than him here wearing 56. I disagree. Something about looking at 56 looks like it hurts.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I do like defensive players wearing like the single digits and stuff
too.
Like the lower digits. Mm-hmm. I just don't like the offensive players like Cordell Patterson rocking 84 running through the tackles, man. That to me, I never like that.
Nah, give me my wide
receiver, man.
Give me my wide receivers wearing 80 baby.
Get your ass on the outside.
Don't nobody want to be Jerry Rice no more. I grew up wanting to be Jerry Rice. What happened?
Everybody wants to be Jerry Rice.
No,
everybody want to be number one now or number 12 and 15.
Yeah. Somebody get out here and revive 80, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do that. All right, those are your lunchtime confessions here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. It is a Texans training camp Tuesday, remember. We're giving away 4 VIP tickets every hour today to Texans training camp on August 1st. That is the date that the tickets will be for at Houston Methodist Training Camp, or Training Center, rather, across from NRG. The tickets are courtesy of the Houston Texans, so we will be giving away yet another 4-pack in this hour. But coming up next, before we do that, is Cam Newton Hayden, or does he have a point when it comes to this Super Bowl winning quarterback? We'll discuss that next. Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Wow. Yeah, it's number talk. Really gets the people going, apparently. I am learning today. Somebody said 80 is pretty much retired throughout the NFL. I don't think that's as intentional as that would seem to indicate.
Yeah,
I think people just
don't go to 80.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's like, I can get these teens. I can get these single digits. By the time those go up.
Well, that's kind of my point. I like those other numbers. Yeah.
You like Melvin Ingram wearing number 9?
Sure. Why not? Brevin Jordan wears 9.
Like Brevin Jordan, one of my pet cats, in fact.
Can you see him wearing, rocking like a number 88 or something?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. That would be dope. I want it. Hey, man. More power to you. Do what you got to do. I mean, the rules are as such where you could take advantage of that. And so I want you to. However, if my perfect situation were in the situation, I would not have them wearing that. I was just talking about Luke Lachey wearing 42. I like it. Mm-hmm. Not only are you a tight end, you a tight end wearing a fullback number, make it clear. Hey, I'm gonna hit you. You better know. I like the idea of the numbers having personality, which is not quite the
it
same
was.
Anymore.
It was a defensive player that was wearing like 42 or 46 or something like that. I think he played for the Rams, I want to say. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was kind of ugly right there, man.
Yeah, not going to disagree with you. All right. Is Cam Newton hating here, or does he have a point? I know that there's been so much conversation in the NFL, especially when it comes to quarterbacks. It's, mm-hmm. it's the most visible portion of all of this. It's the most easily accessible when it comes to whatever analysis or conversation. And especially when you have a quarterback, and we always have one in this league, one that is not easy to find a consensus on. He's not the, you know, obvious, well, mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes is the best, and we can stop the conversation. It's not even the ones that's so easy as just to go, well, look at the numbers and you're done here. Jalen Hurts has been that. And some people think that, you know, especially as you lean into winning, you go, all right, well, that is ultimately the deciding factor. And that's been an interesting thing for the Houston native, mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts. And now he has a Super Bowl and another Super Bowl under his belt here. And Cam Newton, who is a little bit of a provocateur now,
yeah,
in the space, but you know, you're not going to come on anywhere that I am and talk bad about Cam Newton's ability to play this football game. However, sometimes analysis can rub people the wrong way, and it seems like it's been happening here with what he said about Jalen Hurts. This is what he said recently about Jalen Hurts and him not being a top 10 quarterback. Is he hating?
I know everybody's going to get mad at this.
Cam hating on Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts does not have to play elite for the Philadelphia Eagles to win. He has to play good, but he doesn't have to play elite. We're not asking you to win the game. We're just asking you not to lose it. When you ask that question, are we winning because of you, solely because of you, or is it the resources around you? So game changer, game manager, those are the things that you have to ask yourself, and those are the metrics that I'm going off of. It's like, bro, even when the tush push, you got 5 people pushing you, bro. You got a solid group around you, dog. And I, man, the man who Jalen Hurts is, bro, I respect him. I take my hat off to him. But just because he's a great guy, that don't mean I can't critique his game.
And he actually has a hat he can take off. That's the first part.
Right. It does require all the muscles that he has, though.
He's got to use both hands.
Those at least look like very heavy hats.
All right, but on what he said, I think he's conflating two things, because he literally used game manager.
But this was another reason, yeah, thing that he got the internet going nuts about previously when he was like, a game manager is less about like a quality kind of conversation, but more of a stylistic, which I don't know how much that went over, but I understood what he was trying to accomplish and trying to distinguish what he believed game manager to
mean. But that's a mistake. And the other thing he said is, you know, are they winning? He asked the question, are they winning because of you? Well, that's unfair. They're the Philadelphia Eagles. They don't have to win because of you. They are incredibly talented. So does that automatically make him a game manager because they're good around him? No. I'm a big Jalen Hurts, just in the last couple of years, advocate that he is a great quarterback. Not a good quarterback, not a game manager, a great quarterback. It's not his fault that he's surrounded by a great team. Both things can be true. You know, he rushes for 600 and 700 yards every year. He takes this team to the postseason every year, largely because the team's talented, but he also throws for, 3,600 yards a year. That's a great quarterback. It's not his fault that he's surrounded by a lot of talent.
No, this ends up always being an interesting thing for me, is how we talk about quarterbacks, because I think there's two ways and two contexts that you have to talk about a quarterback. Is just for the purposes of the team, do they work for the goal that you're trying to ultimately get, which is winning? Now, I'm not doing the is he a winner, but does he work in the context of what you're trying to do to help you win? And that has been answered flat out, flat the bleep out. Yes, he works perfectly for what the Eagles have tried to do to win. They've built things around him. They have their textbook, their bread and butter stuff. When you talk about tush push, it works because he's there. I understand you get dudes behind pushing him on his booty cheeks to help him move forward.
Yeah.
You can't just throw anybody in there. We've seen teams try.
Yeah. What does he squat? There's not a lot of quarterbacks that can't do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But I also think that there is, and this is what's tough, is that he's starting to then get into another context, which is, and when we start trying to evaluate who you are, how you stack up with others, and that also comes into like the, when we start trying to figure out how, what's your value when we're trying to pay you. Mm-hmm. I think that those are the contexts that you need to be able to somehow isolate the variables on who this guy is as an independent. I think that that's where Cam is trying to get. And I don't know that he's doing a good job of trying to isolate the variable, but I do think it is fair to at that point go, okay, what are you outside of the context of what these guys around you are?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think that is a difficult thing to kind of surmise for Jalen Hurts because of the particular style of play that he has and because Howie Roseman has done such a good job of putting talent around him.
Was Steve Young a game manager? If you look at the numbers, and I highly encourage you to do, if you are saying Cam Newton, that he's a game manager, that he, you know, they're not winning just because of him. Did the Niners win just because of Steve Young? No. Was he a game manager? No. Both, you know, those are things. If you look at his numbers, his rushing numbers and his passing numbers and his completion numbers, and I know this is, we're talking 80s and 90s, it's different, but Steve Young's a Hall of Famer. And the game.
I do not disagree with the notion that Steve Young is a Hall of Famer. I just need to make that
clear. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, it's very obvious. Yeah.
But and I get the game is different now and then. But he's that type of player. The guy that can run, the guy that can pass, that has a high completion percentage, and happens to be surrounded by incredible talent. So if you're going to say that, then what was Steve Young? Was Steve Young same?
Yeah, this kind of remind me of when people used to say, oh, that's a system quarterback.
Right.
Remember they were saying that with Tom Brady? Oh, he's just a system quarterback. Mm-hmm. Put him somewhere else. Like, why would I want to put him somewhere else?
Yes, it works here, and that's like, where they built it around him.
If I could get a system quarterback that will work, that will play like Tom Brady, mm-hmm. I'm using that system. Like, I ain't gotta put him in another system to prove that he's a good quarterback. If this system works for this quarterback, then I'm rolling with that. I think that's the same thing with Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we probably won't find out anytime soon if he can carry a team by himself. But mm-hmm. It seems like right now he don't have to.
He doesn't have to.
They got a good team. Salute to the GM.
Yeah.
He got them loaded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this is the thing that ends up being tough is, like, I agree with trying to find that isolated. The thing is, this is where having the right like subset of statistics or things that you're looking at helps. And you start looking at all those types of things, like quarterback or passer rating is one where if you look around the league, he rates pretty high in that. He's top five when it comes to passer rating. Completion percentage, he ends up top 10 in that space. We can even get into some of the weeds on like completion percentage over expected, which we start talking about expected. You get into like the mm-hmm. deep calculus, but you come up to that. And he is literally the best quarterback of this last year when it come to like completing above the expectation of what the circumstances dictate. Yes, it's 18 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. The numbers aren't gaudy there. Yes, it's only 2,900 yards passing. But for what he is asked to do with mm-hmm. the amount of pressure that he holds, and then like, again, if you want to also lean into the intangibles, he is mm-hmm. a damn good quarterback. Like, these things are undeniable. So it did feel like a little bit of hating, and the reason why I go to hating is I feel like Cam Newton is in a way always trying to relitigate Cam Newton,
mm-hmm.
and I can't blame him for that because Cam Newton was really polarizing, yeah. and I think he got really unfair coverage. I think that he might be doing a little bit of turning that around and mm-hmm. then now letting that be unfair to a Jalen Hurts that you would think he would understand.
I carried the team.
He would understand and appreciate a little bit.
And he did.
Better. He should understand and appreciate Jalen
Hurts.
Yeah,
but unfortunately, it didn't get you a Super Bowl either.
Right, but I think you're right, Reggie. I think he's like, let me tell you what carrying a team really looks like. You're looking at me, at the guy. But Cam Newton, you know, deserved a better supporting cast. Don't blame Jalen Hurts for having it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. And shout out to 832 for a great point. Only quarterback one with waves. Of course, they hating. He's swimming. That's right. That's right. They be hating with your hair. Although Cam Newton, he did that to his head with all them dreads, with all them locks that Figgy, you're very, you have locked, you're very making, very, I guess, diligent in making sure that they kind of come together and look. I always feel weird about the folks that go with like the kind of asymmetrical locks that end up real big like Cam do. How do you feel about those?
Yeah, I'm a little tricky about those because I'm starting to see a lot more people like that get them real big, like kind of the Jay-Z look.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think some other people in the NFL had that look as well. But yeah, it's not for me, man.
Is it for me?
It could be. You should try it.
Are you buying it?
Look, go try it.
I'm not saying you don't have hair. I just don't know if you got enough to lock it up, bro.
This is true.
Hey, try it, man.
Yeah.
Go try it.
You really want to put
Yeah, I want to see if he's going to do it.
Real little bitty locks.
832, fair point. He also had multiple offensive coordinators in his tenures. That is impressive to find a way to make that all go. Yeah, absolutely. I'm amazed that Cam Newton has been this guy because you would imagine that the dude who I truly believe Cam Newton has been unfairly covered a lot of his career. I think people have really, you know, tamped down a lot of his greatness in the ways in which, like you mentioned, carrying teams, mm-hmm. playing in systems. Like, I like Greg Roman, but Greg Roman does kind of leave things to be desired whenever he comes up with a system. It works for the first few years, but it doesn't progress beyond and help the passing show up better. We've seen it a number of times Cam. We saw it in Baltimore with Lamar. We saw it in San Francisco. Kaepernick, yep. Where it's like, hey, the system works for a period of time, but it doesn't progress further. Yeah. I think there's been a number of things that have hampered Cam and the appreciation for him. I really am disappointed that Cam Newton is now turning this around and doing some of the things that mm-hmm. he experienced to someone else.
And he's also doing the thing that we hate for analysts to do. I think he's kind of pigeonholing what a franchise elite quarterback is supposed to look like. Jalen Hurts is built different, looks different, plays different. That shouldn't be a penalty, you know? You shouldn't be penalized for that.
And he kind of showed it all throughout college, too. Like, he went through a lot, man. Mm-hmm. Like, got benched in the national championship game pretty mm-hmm. much. And second-round pick. Yeah. And the whole running back talk. Remember the position change. All that crap was mm-hmm. going on. Mm-hmm. And look where he at now, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard for me to hate on that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. I do have a question. Maybe I'll ask it later. You realize he just hasn't been seen wearing his Super Bowl ring? He'll hold it, like, in a box or whatever. He just hasn't been seen wearing it. It's not, like, a thing that matters, but it's a weird anomaly that I was alerted to, like, yesterday, and I was like, that is weird that he just won't wear his Super Bowl ring. I don't know. Maybe
I don't know either.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, is that odd? Does that strike anybody as weird?
Maybe
or is
he
that just
doesn't
fine?
Like jewelry. Like, I don't wear my wedding ring.
Man, nah, that brother had.
That's why you don't wear your wedding ring, huh?
Yeah, I just don't wear jewelry.
That brother had.
Jared really put up with you. Honestly, you should pray to God every day and thank him that she will put up with you. Because you be doing some nonsense.
I don't like jewelry.
But you do like 20-year-old pillows, though, huh?
I got another one. It's all right.
Unbelievable.
It's not like my old one.
Jan, you are a saint. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk a little bit more about the Astros who, you know, find a way to get their 5-game division lead back. But also, how are we feeling about the Astros and their injuries at this point? Because Joe Espada spoke. We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.